Great personality. We can know his glorification by that. He has taken birth on this Nand Utsav. And his father named him Abhaya Charan because he was so religious. So some religious minds should come in his heart. From father comes in the heart of son. So he was hereditary, was given, O Krishna Bhakti. When he became son, about 3-4 years, his father brought some ditties of Radha and Krishna, and from them he used to play. Also at that time he was playing and with mridanga. So from beginning his sanskar was for bhakti. Very brilliant personality. In very few couple of years he finished his study and became manager of Bengal Comica. But Krishna did not want that he should be any worldly renowned person. So he left that and came to Allahabad and started his own factory, medical. But he also fell. After that, he made a very big medical shop where Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru, and Indira Gandhi and all used to come in his shop. But very soon it was wasted. And after that, he began to sell his own medicines here and there. And thus he became penniless, totally. And then he came to distribute his medicines here in Mathura, not in this Keshavji Gaudiya Math. He was very heartily friend of my Gurudev. My Gurudev was though brahmachari or sannyasi, and he was grihastha, but even they were bosom friends. Or Gurudev used to give him so much honor, and he used to give him so much. And that is why he took sannyas from only our Gurudev, not Siddhar Maharaj, not Tirth Maharaj of Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj or anyone. After that, he became penniless and came here in Mathura. When I heard that he is here, then I went to him and forcibly took his all luggage and him forcibly and brought him and gave a room here. My relation with Swamiji is from 1946, I know him. And from then he used to love him, and my Gurudev told, he is my friend Abhaycharanar, you should serve him. So from beginning he has so much, he was so much merciful to me. He engaged me in so many services, you know. And then here I requested him that you are so qualified, you must take sannyas. And in the meantime our Gurudev also reached here. And I requested Gurudev, he is your bosom friend, you should request him to take sannyas. And Gurudev also took. And then he took sannyas. There are so many things to tell. And after taking sannyas, he began to preach. Went to Agra, Jhansi and so many places. And then to Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple in the Samadhi place and bhajan place of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he was so much time there. Also, I used to give him, go there and to meet him. He was as penniless, nothing with him. So I used to give my chadar to sit, and we used to cook. He used to, rolling chapati, and I used to, and then he used to give ghee, and then he used to offer Krishna, and then used to take prasadam and discuss so many things. You know, in the last, in a couple of years, very miracle, he preached about whole world. In the mountains, above mountain, midst of ocean, here and there, I went there to see his glorification everywhere in the world. I went and I saw him, his glory, how glorious. Very soon he was a very good writer. So he translated the authentic books of Gaudiya Sampradaya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, and so many books he translated. And he established in whole world, everywhere, also many preaching centers also. And he began his preaching from hippie area in New York. And hippie used to come and used to give him cigarette and alcohol. But he was chanting only Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gada. They used to dance on his kirtan, and very, very soon they became from hippie to happy. Oh, here Shyamrani and this Brajavilasi, Vrindavan Vilasini. Oh, they were hippie. And they now are happy. You too hippie? Oh. So many. Tamal Krishna and all others were hippie. And now they began to preach in whole world. You know that everywhere he had preached Krishna name. But I think this is not prominent, this is goal, secondary. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come only to preach name, Yugadharma. The Yugadharma is founded by Mahavishnu. No need of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to enjoy the Radhika mood and to give rag marg bhakti. Anarpit charin chirat karuniya avatirna kalo samarpaitum unnato jalrasang sa bhakti sriyam hari hapur ar sundar dyut kadam vasandhi sadari day kandari spurati. He came what to donate sa bhakti sriyam, the mood of Radhika. Not mood of Radhika, it cannot be given. But it's manjari bhav. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath, Rati manjari, Lavan manjari, they serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, but especially surrendered to Radhika das. Not obeying so much to Krishna. Oh. They are in the side of Radhika, and in Radhika side, oh, they serve Krishna also. So he came not to preach only Harinam. This was his secondary thing. And to give prem, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached, that Rupa Goswami has given, his all Guru Parampara up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada, my Gurudev. Oh, for this purpose especially he came. and very successful everywhere he preached. But not any leaders of his own, they could not accept this because they were not qualified. He gave sannyas, but only to what? Only to preach, not real sannyas. He did not get the names from Gaudiya Kanthar within 108 names. Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, like North East. Oh, Tamal Krishna, Swami Tamal Maharaj, Swami Charu Maharaj, Swami other things. Oh, these are not names. So he told that they are not qualified, only to preach Harinam. I have given them sannyas. And really we see, after him, all collapsed. They gave up sannyas and is still giving sannyas. In the last time, he called me and I went. And seeing me, he was weeping. And he took my hands in his hands and began to weep and told that you yourself give my samadhi here. Tamal Krishna, Van Maharaj, our Van Maharaj was there. But he pointed me that you should give my samadhi and help my disciples. And in Bengali he told, I have collected so many monkeys. Please help them. And I told that you should not be worried for this. I will obey your orders. So I was helping them in so many ways. But they feared that he will take the position of our Gurudev and he will be the master of whole Gopi. So they feared me. And they banned on me that any ISKCON person will not go to him. And I told that if you are banning me, then I will jump like a lion and everywhere I will preach. It was so. Now I am helping all disciples of Prabhupada, those who are very sincere, and they are coming to me. Oh, all are, they are his disciples or disciples' disciples. Everywhere in the world, where he went, and going and preaching, and all are listening, and they are supporting me, and they are following me. So, he was a very glorious personality. I go down in his lotus feet and I pray that he should help you also and me also in Bhakti Raj. Go Premanand.